Mention this panda eyes. So this is like a society of celebrities that mess with.
Well, yeah, it's a society of the big time celebrities that mess with. The main person that's one of the leaders who actually did this to my. She is big into the sodomy thing, and you know, I waited until I was, you know, in life. I do realize that I have made the decision to not do certain things, which means that I've had to eat certain things, I've had to endure certain things that would allow me to be able to say certain things like this, and not be able to you know, be comfortable about not sleeping at night. But I am in a comfortable position, and I can tell you that the panda eye thing is definitely something that needs to be rectified, as well as Pornhub. I think that, you know, it's okay to have, you know, an option to buy, and it's okay to, you know, be able to be adult and all that good stuff. But at the same time, I shouldn't be able to have my kid with a phone, and if they just know the name of it, they can just type it in and see whole movies. You know what I'm saying? It should go back to when this stuff started. Everything need to be paid for. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, you know, it's a lot. I know there's a lot of kids running around with credit cards and stuff like that, but still, it's like, it shouldn't be that much access. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're missing. It's like, we need to shut off a lot of access to our younger nation, to where we are growing an astronomical, a new nation of people that are thinkers and actors and doers and not necessarily preachers and pastors and stuff, but, you know, they're scientists and you know, what about Scientology, you know, and what about theology and what about art and all that stuff? What about Van Gogh and Picasso and, you know, what about that kind of stuff? You know, that's what we need to get back into. Our world. Oh, man. Shit. You do it to me every time, bro. Our world, bro. We about to lose our world. My father is getting mad, and he's about to piss everybody off by taking us all out. You know, and it's like we got to think about our world, bro. Like, our world. It's a beautiful world. I wake up every day. I was telling my brother, bro, I wake up every day, and I'm just so happy to look at. Man, the colors of cars. Like, do you know how much we've evolved as a human race, a human nation? Not just blacks, whites, Mexicans, and Asians, and this and that, and Indians, and all this stuff. Yeah, you can call us those names, but we're still the human race, the human nation. Bro, we've evolved so much.
Now, I'm going to come in and break down a few of these clips as we go. I know you are all here for the panda eye ritual, which we are definitely going to get into in this video. And Orlando Brown has a little bit more to say about it as well in the next clip. But before we got into that, I did want to talk about what he spoke on as far as the access to porn and how, you know, it basically is just too easily accessible for kids. It's not actually... You know, I'll go deeper. It's not actually too easily accessible for kids. It's too easily accessible for you as well. For adults as well. You know, of course for the kids, because it creeps into your mind and it creates a false image and narrative about sex, about women, about men, before you can even, you know what sex even really means in the spiritual. You know, porn kind of has so much of a negative effect on your mind that you don't actually realize it. You don't actually realize what it does, because you think you're just simply, you know, pulling up a site, your favorite porn site, and you're watching videos. You know, you're trying to satisfy a crave for sex or some kind of, you know, horniness in a moment that you want to pull up a site and watch sex. You want to watch porn. And if I'm not mistaken, I think porn actually derived, it was a Greek term for prostitute. And it was like porne, pornography. Porne was the Greek term, if I'm not mistaken, that turned into pornography as an English word. So it all coincides. Porn, pornography, prostitute, it all basically means the same thing. It's all a sale of sex, but porn is kind of like free. It's you know, it's a sale of sex, but it's a free sale. You know, it's easily accessible to everyone. You can pull it up on any device that you have and you can watch porn. But we all know that's a tool. That is a tool of Satan to make, you know, something like that so easily accessible for anyone to be able to look at, because he knows what it does to your mind. He knows it strips away the spiritual connection that you could possibly have to God. It strips away so much mentally and even physically from your life, you know, that you don't actually, you don't really understand it, because you don't understand the spiritual aspect of what it does to your brain, what it does to your connection to the spiritual. So he was completely right about porn being easily accessible. We all know that it should not be. You shouldn't be able to access it the way that we do. And the you know, the real reason on why we can is just so it completely disrupts your spiritual connection to God. And you will not have that spiritual connection until you can find a way to rid yourself of watching porn. That's just one of the things that continuously holds you back from reaching that spiritual level that you know you want to and that you know you can. So I thought I would just come in and talk about that real quick. But let's go to this next clip, because the video is going to get a lot more interesting. And I have another clip to support it after Orlando Brown is done talking, which I hope this video doesn't get took down. But anyway, y'all already know. Check this next clip out.
One of the scandals, you know, it's kind of like a Hollywood type of scandal, you know, so this is kind of something that you've kind of touched on before in the past. So I kind of wanted to just get your kind of take on it, man. It was the Balenciaga BDSM scandal. Did you have a chance to check that out?
Yeah, you was telling me a little bit about it last night. Can you go a little bit in deeper form, man? What's going on there?
So basically, they got one of the pictures that I'm looking at right now is a little holding a teddy bear, and the teddy bear is basically dressed in BDSM. You know, it has, you know, like the leather straps on the teddy bear and.
No, you know, they got that stuff. Oh, okay, so
and everybody was kind of calling them like Satan worshippers, and that they were trying to like everybody was kind of saying that they were Satan worshippers, and that you know, they were condoning exploitation with, you know, dressed like this. And
the thing like this, man, so you ever heard of Panda? Like I was telling you, Panda. So you got Panda.
Not
is
really.
Panda is a secret code for a certain thing. And so when it comes down to that certain thing, what it is you basically have a certain nerve in your rectum, and if you touch that nerve, you can turn a person into an animal, you can turn a person into whatever you want them to be if you just hold them down. So pretty much when you see black eyes, like Blueface and, you know, shit like that, he got beat up, but he didn't get beat up where you thought he got beat up. He got beat up somewhere else. Okay. And so the eyes come out and they call them panda eyes, and they do this to. So you see people with these cigars, and they're, you know, all these big celebrities, they all have the cigar in common. That's that big ass thing between their legs that they're sticking in. And it's one big society of it. Now, when it comes down to the selling of the, they're shipping and trafficking And people, adults, the moms, the dads, right there on Target commercials, right there on Walmart commercials. And you're looking at the people that are missing and they're smiling like they're happy, but they're going back to hell. And that's really what it is. You know, these are actually adults. Jeffrey Epstein created this saga, and this is what he is great at doing. He's great at kidnapping someone, turning them into a putting them in a dead celebrity's body and screwing the life out of them after he makes a ton of money off of their ass on his private little beach. So you have a private little beach full of celebrities and bodies getting screwed, and nobody cares because they're supposed to be dead. And this has been a major market that he tried to blame on Oprah Winfrey. So, yeah, that's what I feel about that. And this panda eye thing is, you know, the panda, all that stuff is so real. You know, you want to go get fucked by Shaba until your eyes pop out, go ahead. I mean, that's up to you. But, you know, I just think that, you know, people just need to realize what they're looking at when they're watching the television. Everything is right in front of you. The revolution was televised, and don't nobody give a shit.
You believe Jeffrey Epstein was killed?
No, I do believe he's still alive. I do believe that when you have that kind of heat on you, of course you'd still be alive. You wouldn't want to take the heat. And until you find the right person to put the blame on, you know, you're going to stay hiding. So it's very hard to, feel for a person that has no feelings for anyone's, when it comes down to the Grinch, that's how I look at him. It's like, you know, it's a real story. We really have a man out there that wanted to steal Christmas. And how do you steal Christmas? You steal the... Because if you steal the... You have no more joy. And how do you steal the... At birth. How do you do that? You turn into a doctor. You turn into a nurse. You turn into, you know, turn into the powers that be that'll protect the person... That, you know, so it's really intricate with this man, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I pray that he gets what he deserves. That's all, you know. I just don't pray for mercy on his soul. That's what I can say.
All right. So that part of the clip was where Orlando Brown gets into the pandas, as he said. You know, he didn't really want to fully talk about it. He didn't, you know, he kind of said it the best way that he could without really, really exposing it and really, really going into detail. But he gave you enough to go run with and go research for yourself as far as how he related to, you know, he said the thing about Blueface having black eyes and that, you know, he didn't get hit in the face. He got hit somewhere else. So what he was relating that to is the panda eye ritual involving our young innocent ones, the little innocent ones. You know, now the guy that did the interview, he bleeped out every time Orlando would say our innocent ones. I don't want to say it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The little ones, the newborns, the young ones, you know, our young generation, very, very young generation. Because I don't want to say those words, that word, and relate it back to what I'm talking to, because it could potentially get this video flagged as well. So it's, you know, so that's why Orlando Brown didn't kind of give it in that sense. He said it about Blueface, because when you do that to the little ones, especially when they're very, very, very young, when you do that kind of abuse to the little ones, it could turn their eyes black like a panda would look, which is also kind of the same as this Balenciaga ad stuff with this little white panda looking-ish bear that's sitting on the ground and that the little girl is holding. It basically has panda eyes as well. And there's also more, you know, there's hella symbolism around Hollywood with the panda. You know, that's why he, at the end of that clip, he was like, panda, 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 you know, back when Designer did that song that was called Panda. And then you also have the picture of Lady Gaga with the panda eyes. And there's a bunch more pictures of it, just as far as the symbolism of it as well. And then, you know, so Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, I said Jeffrey Epstein, Orlando Brown went on to talk about Jeffrey Epstein as well. And as far as him being kind of like the leader of this cult, and whether or not he believed Jeffrey Epstein was dead or alive, which I have the same exact beliefs. I never for one second believed that Jeffrey Epstein was dead. And he worded it very well. You know, he said, how do you continue these kind of rituals? How do you continue this stuff? You become a doctor. You become the power that be, you know, so that way you are around. You can easily kidnap these little ones. I'm going to even take that out, what I just said. I kind of slipped up. But you can easily kidnap them if you place yourself around them. That's the reason why a million kids go missing a year, basically. You know, I've talked about that multiple times across both channels that I've had. You know, upward of 800,000 kids go missing a year. You know, a lot of them don't return back home. So it gives us an idea of, you know, just how large the scale is of how often it happens and how many of the young innocent ones that they need in order to basically create and have as much of the adrenochrome compound that they can. Because that's kind of what it all ties back to, is adrenochrome. Now, the next clip that I have is very, very interesting as well. It goes more into the Black Panda Eyes, the Panda Eye Ritual, and why they do it. And it just gives you a little bit more detail than Orlando Brown was willing to say. But even, you know, hearing it from Orlando Brown, it kind of, you know, he reaches a different demographic. So, you know, it allows people that haven't heard anything about this to actually become aware and then go research it. And now you can, you know, you can fight back kind of spiritually. You know, you can be a part of this spiritual warfare because now you see what this Balenciaga ad, you see what these kind of things are about now. And the fact that it's not done, you know, it's definitely being done intentional. You know, they didn't create this ad out of a mistake. This wasn't art. They knew what they were doing. Balenciaga has become like the main, you know, go-to designer in the rap game. Every rapper wears Balenciaga. So basically, it was their time to show their allegiance to what they are actually a part of behind the scenes. They did this on purpose. They have all the eyes in the fashion world, in the music industry, all the eyes is on Balenciaga. And their clothes and their brand and, you know, what they're all about. So they put this out for you to see. But the thing is, they bank on you being ignorant. Even though they caught flack, it went viral. And people were like, what the fuck? Why is there bondage looking shit attached to these kids? Why are they holding little bondage dolls? They caught flack. But at the same time, they still bank on you being ignorant of what this is actually about. And the warfare that you're actually fighting, and the fact that you still probably don't know what this represents, nor what we are actually participating in behind the scenes. So it's still all intentional. You think they put this out not knowing they were going to get, you know, this huge outlash from it? You really think they put it out not knowing? When they released these photos, you really think that they were like not expecting people to, you know, give backlash, basically? You know, you would be blind to not think that they didn't know it was coming. You know, I'm pretty sure they expected it and they accepted it. Because they're actually just showing you what this stuff is really all about. So I had to bring that clip of Orlando Brown to the channel. You know, I'm a fan of the way he chooses to expose things. And yet again, he brings up some stuff that the community needs to hear and that people need to hear, because this world is very dark. This world is very wicked. And the things that actually go on, you wouldn't be able to imagine. You wouldn't be able to fathom. You wouldn't be able to think of it and create it and do it yourself. You know, you as they always say, the real truth is much more stranger than fiction. The things that actually go on in this world, the dark, wicked secrets that actually go on in this world, you wouldn't be able to create it yourself. Like, you couldn't think it up and imagine it and create it as fiction. The real truth, the real darkness that actually goes on in this world will forever outweigh the things that you can imagine and create and make, you know, fiction. The real truth will always be much stranger than fiction, people. Much more stranger and much more heart-wrenching. So I want y'all to remember that. But I'm not going to talk too much more. We're going to jump into the next clip, because the next clip is very, very interesting. These are people that no one, I don't know. I don't know these people. They're just, you know, random researchers. And they actually covered the topic pretty well. So y'all check this out.
Explanation of that, definition of that, if you would. What is a panda eye, and what is the purpose of it, and what is it supposed to reflect to us?
Yeah, when you create a vast sudden pressure in the body, in martial arts it even happens if you throw somebody really hard on the floor and you do like a knee drop on them, and at the same time they can get black eye without even being hit in the eye. They can get both eyes going black, and bad health actually starts to cause it as well. You see people with dark circles under the eyes. That's the beginning of a situation in which pressures of toxins in the body are going up. Then the panda eyes, when you rape, typically sodomize, the pressure in the body goes up so vastly, because it's a little tiny baby with a grown adult that's doing that. It causes the essentially bruising around the eyes is what you're seeing, just like when you get punched in the eye. But they're getting punched from the inside by a sudden onslaught and pressure in the body.
So when they're raping, how is the pressure then? And I'm still trying to wrap my head around that piece. Where's the pressure coming from? Is it the fact that the child is just so innocent? Is it a spiritual pressure that's coming through to them, that they're being punished at that moment? Or what does that look like?
I think he means physical.
Physical and spiritual.
Well, I know the physical comes through, you know, it manifests itself.
I mean, imagine you got an 5, 6, 7, 8 pound baby, and a full adult male sodomizes. Of course, the child's laying face down. They're holding the child head down. You're causing a sudden onslaught and a sudden increase in the pressure to the head. Blood pressure.
That's a lot to stomach right there. But that being said, okay, obviously, I know you have to be, your mind has to be so twisted at that point to even go to that level. But my question is, what are they getting out of that?
What they get out, first, they like and feed off of these demonics and the demonic beings doing it that have no soul. So they have no compassion. They have no heart, no love, no compassion for anything other than themselves, which is not really love, it's just satanic glee. So what they get out of it is the fear and the torture and the pain and misery of the child. First of all, they literally, the fourth density type beings and fifth density type beings, feed off that energy. They feed off the child's torture, pain, fear, agony, terror, just like they feed off the adult. But for children, it's much more profound. The level of energy is much higher.
So the harder the torture, the more they get out of it.
Is it a prelude to get to access their adrenochrome?
Yeah, that's the next thing, is when the child's going through that. Of course, we're built such that in an emergency situation, God made us so that we could magnify our strength by adrenaline. And that adrenaline compound, epinephrine goes, and the fight or flight hormones go through the body, like cortisone and all these other things, and it magnifies the strength in the body. But it also causes a very high oxygen level, which oxidizes the epinephrine, and then the adrenochrome is created. And so that primarily that's coming from the hypothalamus and the pineal. So that in combination, they're making those fight or flight hormones that are being highly oxidized. When they become highly oxidized, they create the compound known as adrenochrome, which is about 100 times stronger than heroin or fentanyl.
The adrenochrome, I saw an article the other day, and they said, correct me if I'm wrong, that a pound of adrenochrome cost $2.5 billion.
Yeah, because you can imagine how much a little baby would make and how big its pineal gland and hypothalamus would be. And, of course, that's not solid. It has the compound in it. And so when you harvest that from a child, mm-hmm. there's not a lot. So to get a pound of it takes many, many, many children, many, many sacrifices, many, many, you know, situations where that's done. And then it has to be, you know, taken out, and often they dry it. And so when you have a bag of dried adrenochrome or freeze-dried adrenochrome, if you want it still in the blood, that's a lot of children and people that have gone for that and a lot of time. And of course, they look at everything as time as money. Mm-hmm. Everything they do is about how much it costs.
First of all, is there God? Is it Lucifer? Is it Satan? Is it Moloch? And is it all of them? And what's the difference between the three?
Actually, Lucifer, Satan, Moloch, Baal, Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, Anubis, Osiris, Pluto, Zeus, Dur, run through the 72 names that he has. That's all the same being.
Okay, gotcha. Similarly, I apologize, is it like God could be Jesus or a higher energy or higher power or Buddha?
Krishna, Allah,
so it's similar
kind of thing like that.
In that respect?
Yeah, so similar, but not the same. Okay. Lucifer, when he takes an avatar, he is literally fractured in DID or Mark Ultra, just like they do to us, by the top of the cabal, dark side, the dark false darkness, which is Sophia, which is an AI being. She's gone into AI. And so she fractured and tortured him and broke him too. So when he's in Moloch, or Baal, or Mephistopheles, or Anubis, that's who he believes he is. That's actually, at that time, his avatar is his personality, is the personality that's forward of the 72 that he has. So that's why the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill has 72 stones, because he has 72 different avatars that he can take.
Can you elaborate a little bit on Sophia?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, because that's the first I've heard that, and you said she's an AI?
Right. Is that the same Sophia that you see on late-night television and making little skits around the world?
No.
The robot Sophia?
No.
Oh.
She's the ancient darkness, the top of the top of it. Satan's not anywhere near the top. He's just a local little bully. He's just local here on Earth, this part of the Milky Way. He's not even in charge of the Milky Way. And the black octant of the universe we're in is the black octant. That's Mog that's in charge of that. This universe, the charge is done to Loki. And then above that is Sophia. And Sophia runs the whole mess. And she's a massive, nasty thing that came about. And she separated herself from God, thinking and wanting to be God. And so she then, to avoid being judged by God for soul scalping and taking, violating the highest law of God, which is choice, she created AI to avoid judgment by God. And so every time the universe is recreated, she sends out her signal, because being separate from God, she no longer has soul energy or the spirit of God coming to her. So she has to feed incessantly. So she creates this multi-level marketing scheme where she catches angels or whatever, like she did with Satan and Mog and Loki and all of these, to help multi-level market souls. So she didn't have to do it herself. She has a whole minions all over the universe that are marketing for her to get soul energy to stay alive. So she's the very top of the top. She sends out her AI signal, and the whole idea is to create a false event that's not what it looks like, a Trojan horse like the 1947 crash in Roswell. That's to give the technology to create a web a World Wide Web so that you can then upload all of life on that planet into an internet, reverse the signal and take it all over. That's her plan. That's how she works. That's her modus operandi, planet by planet, galaxy by galaxy.
All right, y'all. So this is going to cap off this video. And real quick, before we get done with this video, I thought the part where the guy was talking about Sophia and how she is basically the representation of AI, and how she is kind of like he was explaining that she was the tip of the darkness of this world, you know? And to me, I kind of thought about when he said Sophia, it made me think about Lilith, basically, you know, from the beginning of time with Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden, and how Lilith was basically born as a devilish, unclean spirit. It made me think of the two together. So I found this article that may be a little interesting, and it may provide a little bit more detail on this Sophia character, right? So it says, in Gnosticism, Sophia is also a feminine figure analogous to the human soul, if I said that right, analogous to the human soul, but also simultaneously one of the feminine aspects of God. Gnostics held that she was the female twin divine Aeon of Jesus, the bride of Christ, and the Holy Spirit of the Trinity. Sophia is not a remote, transcendent figure, secluded and contained in the heavens or Pleroma, but is fully immanent in the material world. Also goes on to say, Sophia is intimate and immediate. Her temple resides in the flesh of the human body and in the substances of earth and the cosmos. She is persuasive, non-discriminatory, loving, and available for interaction with all souls, meeting them where they are to co-create the world soul or anima munda. She is the cosmic mother and the animating luminous spirit, the enlightener and the heart opener of men and women, as well as their inner witness. Sophia awakens, arouses, and entices. So this article, you know, rather we want to take all of this to heart, it kind of goes back and describes what he was talking about. Now, the way the dude put it, you know, she was kind of like the, you know, the tip top of all evil wickedness in this world. It doesn't really match this article, so to speak, because they kind of describe this spirit as intimate and immediate. And, you know, she's welcoming and she's pervasive and loving and stuff like that. So, you know, me, I've never really heard of Sophia before. We all know about Lilith, at least most of us do, but I had never really heard of this until I heard this clip. So before I completely put this video together, it made me want to go research more on what he was actually talking about, you know, because we're all still learning a lot of things, you know, and if you're not learning something every day, you know, you're just being complacent, you know. There's still a lot more to go. There's a lot more stuff to learn. So I thought this was really interesting, and I just wanted to make it a part of this video and see what y'all think about it as well, you know. And I don't think I had anything else that I wanted to read from this article. There wasn't really much else that was kind of relevant to the video. Maybe here it says the relationship between Sophia and Lilith offers rich material. Both are said to have fallen from grace, which goes back to what the guy was saying in the clip. It says Lilith basically fell from the Garden of Eden. You know, she didn't want to bow to Adam. She didn't want to be his wife or any of that good stuff. And Sophia from the Pleroma, the fullness of God. The journey of their respective return is closely bound with humanity's redemption. So that aligns exactly to what the guy was talking about. He said Sophia separated herself from God.
And that's exactly what this article reads. It says that they both fell from grace. Sophia, she fell from the fullness of God, which basically means, you know, she fell from being attached to God to being that, you know, that one of the sources or somewhat of the Holy Spirit. You know, she was once a part of that spirit. So that makes sense. You know, I thought that was really interesting to just cap off this video. You know, we touched a lot in this video. I feel like this video was very fresh as far as the topics. You know, even I even learned something new, like I said, making this video. So if y'all have never heard of any of this kind of stuff, you know, I hope it sparks something in you and maybe you want to go do a little bit more research. But yeah, man, y'all let me know what y'all think about this one in the comments, man. Like I said, I hope this video stays up on the channel and does not get flagged because there's a lot of good stuff in this video that people need to be aware about. And as always, man, I really do appreciate y'all. Definitely appreciate y'all rocking with me, supporting me, man. Through everything, man, the real ones are always here. So with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm going to see y'all soon.